And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 28th of September, 2014. It's on this day that Confucius's birthday is celebrated in Taiwan. It's called Teacher's Day. The man who said, "It does not matter how slowly you go, so long as you do not stop." Who said, "Wheresoever you go, go with all your heart." It's the birthday of the archaeologist Edward H. Thompson, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1857, who devoted much of his career to studying Mayan ruins and artifacts. And it was he, going to Yucatan in 1885, who saw the ruined city of Chichen Itza and bought the plantation on which the Mayan ruins stood, and devoted 30 years to recovering artifacts from it. It's the birthday of George W.S. Trow, born in Greenwich, Connecticut, 1943, essayist, novelist, playwright. His most famous work was an essay published in the New Yorker magazine in November 1980, entitled "Within the Context of No Context," in which he saw American culture brought into decline by television. "The work of television," George Trow wrote, "is to establish false contexts and to chronicle the unraveling of existing contexts, finally to establish the context of no context and to chronicle it." He was talking about people who had begun staying home to watch TV rather than going out and taking part in the life of their communities. As a result, he said, Americans were only involved with the grid of intimacy, their immediate families, and the grid of 200 million other television viewers, and that community groups, bowling leagues, bridge clubs, began dying off as people abandoned them for a false community of celebrities and sitcoms. And it was on this day in 1066 that William the Conqueror of Normandy arrived on British soil, having defeated the British in the Battle of Hastings. On Christmas Day, he was crowned King of England in Westminster Abbey, and the English language began to take on more and more French, and thereby Latin, words. Here's a poem for today by Margaret Gibson entitled Heaven. The leaves are turning one by one, carried away in the crisp wind. In one letter he penned, Coleridge turned away, calling love a local anguish he meant to leave behind him. Away, away, says the blue and gold day, and no one hears it but the wind, whose law it echoes. The dog has a red ball to chase. You pick a flat, perfect stone for the wall you hope to live long enough to rebuild. I prune briars, pick burrs from the dog's fur. I teach, come and sit. Sit here. A longer sit beneath the cedars. The grass is freshly cut, sun low, all the energy of a summer's day rushing into bulb and root. The dog runs off, returns. The stones balance steeply. Good work. Good dog. This is heaven. Sit. Stay. A poem by Margaret Gibson, Heaven, from her collection Broken Cup, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.